It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast as we talk real estate right around the UAE and available on Spotify this morning and also Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts from, including Amazon. And the weekend has shown up. It's a Saturday morning. It is the ninth day for March for 2024. I tell you what, Q1, the end of Q1 is fast approaching. Now, the value of planned Gulf real estate projects has surged to $1.7 trillion, with developments worth $1.68 trillion already in the pipeline. Analysts foresee continued growth driven by economic expansion and limited supply. Saudi Arabia is leading the charge with $1.06 trillion in projects, followed by the UAE. Notably, residential and office sectors show positive trends, while industrial and logistics sectors witnessed demand outpacing supply. Well, I don't know about you, but I've certainly noticed that with everything that is going on with real estate across the last 12 months, we're now talking about trillions of dollars as opposed to billions of dollars.
It's the Saturday morning property market update. Join us for a deep dive into the world of real estate on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Yes, it is that time of the weekend, the start of our weekend for the property market update. What has been happening? What has happened? Well, let's find out. Michael Doyle is with us. Lillian LeCampion is joining us as well. And they all work in the Dubai property market, and they're going to help break it all down over the last week or so. But first, let's just circle back to you, Mario. Is that how you sort of see it? You know, we've sort of been used to talking in billions, but this whole trillions and trillions of dollars, it's getting up there.
Definitely, Craig. Good morning to all the listeners. Yeah, trillions is a figure in my head that I can't actually get my head round. It's so much money. But then when you kind of analyze it, you think we have to here in the UAE look at the non-oil income. And apart from trade, the other thing that we're good at is real estate. I'm a little surprised that we're number two. I know Saudi Arabia has got the projects like NEOM, which is spread all over the kingdom. And you'll be hearing about The Line, which is this 200 odd kilometer city that's only 200 meters wide. They do still have oil. The UAE has oil. Dubai doesn't. So Dubai for sure is driven by the real estate sector. And I'm hearing so many different stories coming out and more wide and varied projects. So trillions, it's a big sum, Craig, very big sum.
I'm looking forward to doing the podcast in The Line in 2030.
Well, okay, let's do that. I mean, it sounds so far-fetched, this whole city complex, that everything is within a 15-minute walk of everything that you need, from culturalness, from shopping, from groceries, to housing, to parks. I mean, just the whole thing is mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I'm sure that we can get an invite, you know, we'll just say that the Saturday morning property market update, and including you, Michael, we can all get in there and start broadcasting from The Line.
Absolutely, Craig. I'm actually very excited about that project. It's something else, that's for sure. And like Mario said, I mean, high speed travel, the whole length of it, it looks like something out of a movie, that's for sure. So I'll be eager to see it come together.
Yeah, what about you, Lillian? Will you be joining us in Saudi Arabia for that? Talking about the trillions of dollars that the line is costing?
I am highly claustrophobic, so I don't think I'll be going anywhere in the ground.
Yes, well, that's a no from Lillian this morning. Now, Michael, this past week it was announced that the Dubai Land Department, represented by the Real Estate Regulatory Agency, has entered into a partnership agreement with Property Finder, Bayut Web Publishing and Dubizzle to empower local talents and raise awareness in Dubai's real estate sector. I'm not exactly sure what all of this means, so why don't you break that down for us this morning?
Yes, Craig, that's right. On Tuesday, the DLD made the announcement that they're partnering up with Property Finder, Beyoot and Dubizzle with the aim of enhancing service efficiency and customer satisfaction in Dubai's real estate sector, as they usually do. These partnerships particularly aim to offer specialized training programs, digital advancements in the form of seminars, courses and trainings. And they're aimed specifically at citizens of the UAE, meaning local Emirati people. So this development actually comes on the back of the announcement, I think it was last year, Mario can probably confirm, announcement by the government that every company will need to hire at least one Emirati local citizen for every 50 employees. So it seems they're trying to get people on board, you know, they're trying to get the locals more involved in the market, and they're offering training programs.
And if I could just step in here, Craig, I'd like to actually add a comment or two from what Michael was saying. Emiratization is what Michael was talking about. And that wasn't just for real estate. It was for the public sector would have to have a certain percentage of their workforce from the local pool. And I guess the government now is looking at real estate because it's a booming industry. Predominantly, it's run by expats and people from all over the world who have obviously come to Dubai and settled here. This industry always has a bad name because there are no set standards as such in how people behave. And at the end of the day, when you're buying a property, it's probably your biggest purchase. It needs to be done in a professional manner. And that sometimes is not what happens when you're dealing with people from all sorts of different countries.
All right. Well, thank you for breaking that down for us this morning. Now, talking of breaking things down, let's take a look at the off-plan resale market going on in Dubai at the moment. Now, just how big of a market is this? And let's bring you in, Lillian. How much of this are you seeing in 2024?
It is absolutely huge in Dubai. So there were 4,851 off-plan resales in January. And so this is when someone has already bought off the developer a future property that's not ready yet, and they're selling it on to a new purchaser before it's actually handed over. And these actually made up 41% of all off-plan sales totally in January. If you break it down in types of properties that people are buying, it's about 93% apartments, and then townhouses and villas make up 7%. And I actually personally have quite a few off-plan resales in the Marina and Emaa beachfront. So there's a developer called Liv who are one of my favourite boutiques. They've got three projects coming up, Liv Marina and Liv Waterside in 2025 and Liv Lux handing over in 2026. I've got an Italian client who actually bought a one bedroom in Liv Marina off the developer. He bought it for 2.4 million. He's now looking to sell it for 3 million. So that's a 600,000 profit in only a couple of years. And the prices are only going to increase as the handover gets closer.
Yeah, that is definitely an impressive number and it seems to be growing. All right, let's have a look at the rental index calculator. We recently discussed the unprecedented surge in rental prices. And Michael, you mentioned the update to the RERA rental index calculator. So let's break all of this down for our listeners this morning.
Yes, Craig, exactly. Great news for landlords, not so much for the tenant. So as you alluded to, we have spoke before about the rental index calculator, but a brief recap for any new listeners. The rental index calculator is an online tool accessible via the Dubai Land Department's website, which allows a landlord to input the information of his apartment, the current rental contract value, and the end date of the contract. And the calculator will then output the allowable rent increase, which the landlord can impose on the tenant upon renewal of the contract. Why is it relevant this week? The rental index calculator has been updated, I think it was last week or the week before, with the last few years' rental rises in there, meaning those living in areas we mentioned before, so, you know, spacious, well-located villas, waterfront apartments, etc., that have been living there for at least 2 years, you know, they're set to see a 10 to 20% increase to their renewal rate when the contract comes to an end. And I actually got an increase myself last week. My contract's up in a couple of weeks. So yeah, good news for landlords, not so much for the tenant, but you know, it was a long time coming.
All right. Thank you for that, Michael. And Mario, you got a few comments here.
Yeah, this is right up my street, really. For the purpose of the listeners, I don't know whether they know, but I've been writing a column in the National Newspaper, which is an Abu Dhabi newspaper. And many of my letters that I get from readers is about the RERA rent calculator, how it's outdated, how it's rudimentary, because it doesn't take into consideration facilities, quality of the units, you know, views, those kind of things. But it's better to have it than not have it. Otherwise, it would be anarchy. And one of the problems was that several years ago, it changed from updating on a monthly basis to actually a yearly basis. This caused a lot of issues for landlords, because if the market was moving quickly, they weren't able to actually avail themselves of any increases. The uptake of prices in the residential rental market has meant that calculator has lagged behind. And so now it's updated. Tenants are definitely seeing that at the next renewal, there will be higher rental yields. But in some respects, I wish we were back to monthly or even quarterly updates, because the market is moving quite quickly and people are being left behind. But the rent calculator is a godsend, really, for mainly for tenants, because it regulates the increases that landlords can do at renewals.
Okay. All right, fellas. Thank you for updating us on that. And a few days ago, in fact, Lillian and I were having a great discussion about just how all of our listeners come from just about every single corner of the world. And I think you were a little bit surprised by this, Lillian. So maybe it's a great idea just to do a little bit of analysis in terms of what they can buy in their own cities compared to Dubai right now.
Yeah, it was great to hear how many listeners we have across the globe. Mario and I were actually saying that we were surprised to hear Ghana, where he has a couple of friends, and hopefully they're the ones listening. But I just wanted to make a comparison. The average across the whole of Dubai is actually 1,284 dirhams per square foot. So this is roughly about $350,000. So you mentioned on Thursday that the UK is one of the countries that we have the most listeners. And to be fair, I have a lot of clients currently living in London who are getting in touch looking to move to Dubai. In London, the average price per square foot is the equivalent of 3,197 dirhams. So that's more than double. I also had a mortgage broker tell me the other day he's getting lots of inquiries from French people. So in Paris, the average price per square foot is the equivalent of 3,595 dirhams per square foot. And then lastly, we've talked about Chinese investors before, as 2024 is apparently going to be the year of Chinese investors. And this might blow your mind, but in Shanghai, the average price per square foot is a staggering 5,945 dirhams per square foot. So just to put that into perspective, you could buy about 4 to 5 apartments in Dubai for the same price as one in Shanghai.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a great comparison. And I'm not sure that I know too much about this app called Takhim, and it's groundbreaking and maybe a bit of a beacon of hope for some tenants. So what's going on here, Michael? How revolutionary is this?
Yes, Craig, a new app developed by a gentleman named Rakesh, who actually had his landlord hit the road with a security deposit check, which is unfortunate, of course, but can happen, as we've discussed before, whether it's a rogue agent or a dishonest landlord. Anyway, this gentleman got to work on a solution to streamline the process and safeguard the tenant and the landlord. Basically, everything from start to finish is carried out through this new app. However, not only does the app take the hassle out of renting, it also provides a large cost saving. So typically you need to pay a 5% agency fee and a 5% security deposit ahead of renting an apartment. With this app, you only need to pay a 3% agency fee. Obviously, they've partnered up with agencies on that and a DLD, of course, and a 1% rental guarantee insurance and a 1% security deposit insurance. So it's basically halving your upfront cost with relation to moving into a new apartment or villa. So there you go, a digitized rental process, timely payments for the landlord, cost savings for the tenant. And the app was actually awarded as the winner of the best advanced category at the Ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed's App Olympics this week, which secured them a nice grant of 500,000. So I think we'll be hearing a lot more from this app, but I don't know if Mario is going to be a fan of it, to be honest.
I don't think he is. I think he's a little bit grumpy, perhaps. So let's find out. Mario, are you feeling a little bit grumpy on this one?
Well, I'm skeptical. And what do I mean by that? I'm not frightened of change, and I think it's important that these things are developed. At the end of the day, this has to come from the land department themselves. Look, in the UK, the deposit is put into a deposit scheme, which is in escrow, that is governed and ring-fenced. You know, here we give the deposit to the landlord, which of course then means that if you have a rogue landlord, he might create all sorts of problems for you to get your deposit back. So all it has to come is that the land department needs to get together and say, right, from today, all deposits need to go into this escrow account. Nobody can touch it without there being some security checks involved, because obviously sometimes deposit can be used for upkeep or maintenance issues. And it's then governed by the land department, not by an app. I mean, yeah, this person has seen a gap in the market and has jumped for it, but I'm just a little bit skeptical that it's a third party. It needs to be governed by the regulatory agency and not an individual.
All right there, Mario. Well, that kind of wraps us up. Go and have yourself a lay down and a cup of tea after all that.
Amazing. Yeah, thanks, Craig. I'll definitely do that. The weekend is upon us. Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. Here we go.
All right, yeah. Rev your engines. Michael, you have yourself a fantastic weekend as well.
You too, Craig, and same to the listeners. I think I'll hit the beach in my Speedos this weekend, so we'll see.
That is a private joke. Most people won't know, but yeah, thanks for sharing that one. And Lillian, first up, and you can now say that you've been on the Saturday Morning Property Market Update. Thanks for coming on, and we will talk again soon. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much for having me on, and I'd like to wish everyone a good Ramadan starting on Monday.
Remember, we're not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties. The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.